What would you say the weather's doing if the clouds begin to get thicker and darker and you figure you're going to have some rain sooner or later?
It's getting ready to storm.
Mm-hmm. You hear people say it's threatening?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Threatening the rain. Mm-hmm.
But if it's been cloudy and the clouds begin to pull off and the sun starts shining through, you'd say it's
clearing up.
Well, what we had this morning, a heavy rain, maybe several inches in just an hour, you'd say you had a regular flood.
Gutter washer, downpour.
What if you have lightning along with the rain, you'd say, what kind of storm is that?
That's an electrical thing.
And maybe your mother went outside to hang up the clothes by the time she got on the line, the wind came along and did what?
Blew the clothes off the line.
It sure does hard around here.
Blow.
Mm-hmm. The wind
has blown.
Yeah, there you go. Sometimes I lose track of it. If the wind's coming from that direction, you say it's
coming from the east.
Okay.
From the west, that's from the north and south.
Okay. What would you call a wind that's halfway between the south and the west?
Southwest wind.
And between south and east.
Southeast wind.
And between north and west.
Northwestern.
And between north and east.
Northeast.
Talking about a rain that you go out in, but you barely get wet at all. What would you call that?
A sprinkle.
Okay. Do you have a word for rain that doesn't last very long?
Shower, just a little short shower.
And if you're driving along early in the morning and you come to a low place in the road, all this white stuff you can barely see through, what do you call that?
Fog.
Yeah, and that would be what kind of day?
A foggy day.
Mm-hmm. What about weather like you've been having around here? You've gone for a pretty long time without any rain. You say you're having a
dry spell, a hot spell.
Okay, any other word would be?
No, I can't think of anything else right now.
Okay, what if it's severe, maybe you just go for months.
A drought.
Okay, is that right? A drought is more severe than a dry spell?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This situation, if the wind is very gentle, but it's gradually getting stronger, you say the wind's getting what?
Increasing.
What if it's the opposite? If it's been
just decreasing.
I'm talking about weather that it's not unpleasant. It's a little on the cooler side, but it's kind of invigorating, you know, the weather you'd like to be out in.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe that? You'd say it's...
nice weather, I guess.
Okay, have you ever heard, did you ever say, it's a little snappy out here?
Oh,
a little Irish.
They'll say a nippy.
A nippy?
Uh-huh.
A light covering of white on the ground, you say, well, overnight you had a little
frost.
Are some more severe than others? What would you call one of the kill plants?
A hard frost, I believe. It's a killing frost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you say it was so cold last night that the lake did what?
The lake froze.
Okay, if it gets much colder, the pond might
freeze.
All the lakes around here have
frozen.
Now this expression, sometimes you feel that you get your good luck just a little bit at the time, but it seems like your bad luck comes.
At once.
Take what?
At once,
If you said something more than once, you might be saying it.
Two times.
Or
repeating it.
Or in other words.
Twice.
Okay. Now just for pronunciation, would you count for me from 1 to 14?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, and the number after 19 is?
20.
And after 26?
27.
And after 29?
30.
After 39?
40.
After 69?